What is my purpose for life?
As people stand amidst the contrast of their physical lives, they often wonder, what is my purpose for life? Why am I here? And we want you to know that you deliberately came to enjoy your exploration of the contrast of your time-space reality because you knew that the contrast would inspire new ideas and desires, and that the contrast was, in fact, the foundation for expansion. It is our expectation that through the reading of this book, you now have a clearer understanding of how you, in your physical body, fit into the larger picture of creation and the important role you play from your physical format in that larger picture. We are most eager about helping you remember that even though you are powerfully focused in your physical body, in your physical reality at this time, you and we are creating a vibrational reality that holds the promise of your future manifestations. And the amount of time that will expire before you begin to see and experience those desired manifestations is only the amount of time that it takes you to get into your vortex. In other words, your moods and attitudes and emotions are your indicators of your proximity to your vortex, to your vibrational reality, to everything that you desire, and to all that you have become. If you have been a student of our teachings for any length of time, or have read the series of books that have preceded this one, you have discovered that we are prolific spewers of processes, and we want you to know that every process that we offer is done so with the intention of helping you release any resistance that is holding you outside of your vortex. As we conclude this book, we're going to offer a handful of very simple processes that, if consistently applied, will help you achieve a gradual but steady alignment with the energy that is really you and will assure your entry into your vortex. And once you are consistently there, your physical life will be transformed.